The Constitution Amendment Bill takes centre stage in Parliament this morning. Prime Minister Mia Motley leading off the debate. The Barbados Water Authority being challenged to release the findings of all testings being done in St. Lucie. Digital violence comes into focus with this year's 16 Days of Activism Awareness campaign. Social media blogger Jason Taylor back in court with a new charge. And Vincentian Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez says there is no vacancy in the office for Prime Minister as he seeks a record sixth term. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
Thank you, Barry. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley this morning outlined three key changes to the Constitution Amendment Bill as she opened debate in Parliament. The proposed amendments include allowing the Speaker of the House to be an independent representative, granting ministers the right of audience on matters directly related to their portfolios, and permitting up to 20% variation in electoral boundaries under the Electoral and Boundaries Commission. She got the debate off to an exciting start after several exchanges in Parliament this morning.
There is no more magic about these three simple amendments. One, to be able to allow the variation at the Electoral and Boundaries Commission between 80% to 120%, a 20% variation, because if we don't do that, almost two-thirds of the constituencies would have to be altered in a significant way in order to accord with that. A seamless transition into a new process with respect to the requirement of the Commission to look and see whether there is need for any changes within the constitutional framework of the boundaries allocation and the numbers.
She also detailed two other amendments.
That we appoint a speaker from outside this House rather than following the British precedent of not fielding a candidate against a speaker, because the speaker is peculiarly handicapped, and I dare say this is an amendment that is probably 20 or 30 years late in this country. And thirdly, that we give ministers the right of audience in either House without a vote on matters peculiarly to their portfolio, but the Attorney General on all matters, since the Attorney General, in fact, is part of the process for all bills and all resolutions.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meanwhile, opposition leader Ralph Thorne says that while he agrees with some of the amendments, he does not think they're as simple as the Prime Minister is suggesting.
Whenever a matter of a constitutional amendment comes here, it requires a majority of the members of the House. I think the public expect that when you are amending the supreme law of this land, as with the budget debate, you do expect greater attendance. When the Honourable Prime Minister began her speech this morning, she began to an audience of 13 members of the government, and that is not satisfactory. As I said, this is a matter of great moment within a legislature that requires the presence and the vote of the majority of the members of this House. And I repeat that the Honourable Prime Minister ought to have had the respect of greater attendance.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Release the findings from the water tested in St. Lucie. That request is coming from the new Democratic Labour Party candidate for the parish, Ian Griffith, who says it is not enough to simply say the water is drinkable. Mr. Griffith, speaking at a meeting in the parish, said he will be formally writing to the Barbados Water Authority on behalf of residents and further queried why some communities were still experiencing brown water despite new mains and pipes being laid.
We challenge the Barbados Water Authority. They keep saying that they have tested the water and the water is safe for drinking, but they have never given the results of the water. And that is one of the things that we find most interesting, that I find most interesting as well. Let the people of St. Lucie know the results of those findings as to the quality of water we are having. Now, when we look at the water, the brown water that we are getting, this has been going on since 2021. There have been areas in St. Lucie, such as Crab Hill, which one of the areas that had been had new pipes for a while, since 2021, 2022. But Crab Hill is still experiencing having brown water.
That's DLP St. Lucie candidate Ian Griffith. Starcom Network has formally requested a response from the Barbados Water Authority. Digital violence, computer misuse, malicious online communication, and a range of other new issues are affecting women and girls across the world. President of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory-Giddens, outlined those concerns as the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence began today. It will run until December 10th. This year's global theme, Unite to End Digital Violence Against Women and Girls, is more than timely, says Ms. Savory-Giddens.
This highlights one of the fastest growing and most dangerous forms of abuse in our time. Now, digital spaces have increasingly become spaces where harm is done. Cyberstalking, online harassment, sharing of intimate images, threats. But throughout these 16 days, the National Organization of Women and our affiliates will be on the move. Movement opposing violence endings. And this is an initiative in partnership this year with the Bureau of Gender Affairs, where we raise awareness, distribute resources, and shine a light on the support available to all women and girls.
President of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory-Giddens. Ironically, well-known social media blogger Jason Taylor has been charged in connection with a case and another one of malicious communication. Police say the 44-year-old Taylor of Pilsdorf Development, Grisettes, was arrested and formally charged today by officers at the District A Police Station following investigations into an incident against Rashid Chandler on the 22nd of September. He appeared before Magistrate Allison Burke in the District A Court today. He pleaded not guilty and has been released on $5,000 bail with one surety. He is set to return to court on March the 20th next year. This is the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
The citizens of St. Vincent and the Grenadines are now less than 48 hours away from heading to the polls, and both political leaders made bold proclamations last night during their individual rallies. On the side of the opposition, New Democratic Party, riding high currently on a large turnout and positive movement in various polls conducted, leader Godwin Friday says once victorious, he will remove all fees at secondary and community college levels, ensuring a new attitude towards education and the youth of this country.
Again, for the young people in our schools and secondary schools in particular, and at the community college, we hear from parents all the time that there are these fees that are introduced at the beginning in Form 1 and in college, the first year and the second year, that every year they seem to be going up and up. And they have now become a barrier, an obstacle for people accessing education, especially at the community college. So I'm saying to you that we as a government, we will eliminate entirely the fees for attending the community college.
Leader of St. Vincent's opposition NDP Godwin Friday. However, Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez told supporters last night there was no vacancy in the office of Prime Minister for the leadership of the Unity Labour Party.
I'm a human being and sometimes I may falter, but never have I faltered because I disregard my huge obligation to you. I love you now and will always love you. And when the time, sometime in this term, when it is necessary for me to go, so that one of the younger ones will take over, be assured that we have an excellent team and we all sing from the same song sheet. And I'll be here always to advise and to guide. But for the time being, there is no vacancy in the office of Prime Minister.
Vincentian Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Our top stories. The Constitution Amendment Bill takes center stage in Parliament today. Prime Minister Mia Motley making three proposals for amendments. However, opposition leader Ralph Thorne says it's unfortunate that a lot of members were not in Parliament to hear the proposals. The Barbados Water Authority being challenged to release the findings of all testings done in St. Lucie. That challenge is coming from the DLP candidate, Ian Griffith. Social media blogger, Jason Taylor, facing the court yet again, charged with malicious communication. comes in the wake of the Digital Violets coming into the performance of 16 days of activism with an awareness campaign. And Vincentian Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says there's no vacancy in the office for Prime Minister as he is seeking a record sixth term as they go to the polls on Thursday. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest in Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.